You're listening to Investify, preaching financial independence and assisting investors to achieve a more flexible and free lifestyle through smart financial planning and real estate investing. If leaving the corporate world and jumping into this thriving industry is what you desire, tune in and listen to stories of like-minded individuals who made the leap to financial independence.
What's going on, everybody? You are listening to Invest to Friday. My name is Craig Kurlop, aka the Fi Guy, and I am here with another quick episode of Investify, also known as Invest to Friday. So, what we want to talk about today is the ability to house hack in an expensive market. And so, no matter where you are, if you are in a tier two type city, so I'm talking places like Denver, Austin, Seattle, that kind of flavor of a city. I can't think of any more right now, but those kind of other sports teams, they're legit cities, but they're not quite the New York, Chicago, Boston kind of thing. And so if you are in those cities and housing is somewhat affordable in the suburbs, you can absolutely be house hacking out there. Now, you're probably not going to be able to find a duplex or a triplex or a quad and rent out the other units and be cash flowing, right? I think those days are long past us in these more mature markets. But what you can do is a variety of different things. Number one, one of the biggest problems in a lot of these cities is going to be affordability. These cities want people moving to their cities, right? They want to increase their population because as their population increases, the amount of people responsible for paying taxes to that city is going to increase. Therefore, the city's revenue is going to increase, and therefore they can continue to develop and build the city, which will bring more people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? That wheel will continue to go around and around until the city grows and becomes a legit city. You've seen that growth in cities in the past 10 or 15 years, just like Denver. Like Austin used to be known for nothing except being the capital of Texas. I just remember being as a kid, like it was random to like anything in Austin. But now it's like probably one of the most popular cities in Texas. And so cities like that, if you are living in one of those cities, it's very important for you to house hack because you're going to be realizing some serious appreciation. And remember what I always say, wealth is built through that appreciation. So how do you house hack in these areas? Number one, there's always the rent by the room co-living strategy. This strategy, I think, is in direct alignment with what the government wants. Right, you are making housing more affordable for residents there, people that actually live there, so they can move to the city, get jobs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so I think when you get on the side of the city, regulations are going to go in your way. When regulations go in your way, everything just becomes a little bit lighter and easier to work with. Number two, if these cities are popular, then they also likely get a lot of visitors, whether it's people visiting other people that actually live there, or whether it's vacationers, tourists, business professionals, travel nurses, whatever that thing may be. So that's where kind of the short-term rentals come into play. And so typically you can get a lot more from a short-term rental than you would a long-term rental. However, there are some furnishing costs you need to think about. There has been a bit of an oversaturation in the short-term rental space in the past, I don't know, maybe 2 years. So you want to make sure that you scope out the competition. And if you are going to do a short-term rental, make sure you've got one of the best ones, because if not, you're going to lose your guests to the guy next door. But it provides a really good option, especially if you want to live in the upstairs and you don't have like kitchen downstairs, or there's part of your house that probably wouldn't be suitable to live in long term, but would be perfect for a weekend stay. Then short term rental is going to be your best bet. And if you live in one of these more popular cities, you know you've got people coming to these cities no matter what. And then the third way that we've seen work pretty well is the medium-term rental. So this is a little bit more of the someone's coming to live for a couple of months. Think like contractors, travel nurses. Those are probably the two most popular, but you've also got nomadic people that just want to check out different places. You've got business professionals who are in town for a project, whatever it is, right? So you can cater to these specific groups of people. And again, in more popular cities, this will be easier to do because in these more popular cities, prices are typically a little bit higher. And so a question I get all the time is, should you wait till interest rates drop? Absolutely not. You shouldn't wait till interest rates drop. In fact, you should try to buy as many houses as you can while the interest rates are at where they are at. And the reason for that is because whenever these interest rates do in fact drop, you are going to see a massive spike in prices. And so your monthly payment's really not going to change. And that's really what you care about the most, right? If you had a 55% interest rate, but your monthly payment was only $1,000 a month, you'd probably take that. And so the whole point of this is that people really don't care about the price. They really don't care about the interest rate. They care about what the monthly payment will be. And so whenever one kind of pushes in one direction or the other kind of makes up for it. And so an increase in rates is a decrease in price. A decrease in price, an increase in rates. So they kind of work opposite each other. And so you actually want to get in when the rates are high because you're going to benefit from the most amount of appreciation. So I would say now is some of the best times to do it, 2024. And especially if you're listening to this and you're young, right? If you're 30 or under listening to this, you have to know that time is on your side. And so as you build most of your wealth, the appreciation through time is going to be where actually your wealth is generated. If Warren Buffett were to retire at 65, he would have a $10 or $15 million net worth. Still pretty wealthy for the average person, but he wouldn't be this massive multi-billionaire that he is today. But it's those last 30 years that he's had compounding that's made him generate all his wealth. And so remember, like, you guys are in the early stages of this. Start early. The earlier you start, the more wealth you're going to build over time. And so we also understand that house hacking, especially in an expensive market, is very scary, right? You're going to put a very large down payment down, even though it's only 3 or 5% down. Think if you're buying a $500,000 or $600,000 home in Denver these days, you're going to be putting down $18,000 to $30,000, right? Like, that's a pretty significant amount. Not only that, but then you've got closing costs, you've got furnishing costs. I'm sure there'll be some knickknack, paddywhack rehabs and little fixes that you're going to have to do to the house. There always are. And so you're looking at probably a $30,000, $40,000, maybe even $50,000 expense here. It's like scary to do that all alone, right? It's scary to do that by yourself, especially if you've got friends and family telling you otherwise, calling you crazy, all that kind of stuff. And so how do you get over those fears? The best way to get over those fears is going to be to surround yourself with people that are also doing the same thing as you. Because when you see somebody a little bit ahead of you, you can just follow in their footsteps. When you see somebody a little bit behind you, it feels good to be able to pick them up and mentor them through. And that's why the FI team is throwing a house hacking intensive workshop in Denver, Colorado, April 5th, 6th, and 7th. It's a Friday through the Sunday. On Friday, we're going to be just getting dinner, getting to know each other. This is the whole networking type thing where you're surrounding yourself with other people doing the things that you want to do. Saturday, we're going to be in a room together and we're going to just be diving deep into how to finance your house hack, how to find your house hack, how to analyze it, how to do all these things that you probably wouldn't be able to do. And even any realtor that you're working with may not have the time to do this for you. And so it's really important that you have a good understanding on how to do this yourself. And then you can always confirm with the realtor that your numbers are correct. But you also don't want to have to rely on a realtor in every single place. So it's great that you can have a great investor-friendly realtor who can coach and guide you, but also be able to back it up because you know what you're doing yourself. That's very important. And yeah, so this boot camp is April 5th, 6th, and 7th. It is in Denver, Colorado. It is in person. I myself am going to be there coaching, guiding you along the way. So Friday is going to be networking and just a nice little relaxed dinner. Saturday is going to be an intensive workshop where you pretty much learn everything I know about house hacking, all compressed into one day. And Sunday is going to be anything we didn't get to on Saturday. Plus, we are actually going to go out into the field and go look at some house hacks in the Denver area. I'm going to reserve some of mine and show you exactly what I did to a couple of my house hacks. And you can see how they work, what I do with them, et cetera, et cetera. And then we'll actually go check out some that are on the market. And we'll go walk through them. We'll talk through as to things that we can do, things that we can't do, and things that I would do to the house hack to make it as legit as possible. And so this will pretty much get you super comfortable, super prepared for your next house hack to the point of where all questions are answered. There's really no unknowns. The only unknown is going to be your specific property, which of course anything can happen with your specific property, but you've still got a community now to lean on and ask questions. You've got us to ask questions. And the best part about this whole thing is that it's for a very, very small price that is 100% refundable when you buy your first house hack or second house hack or third or whatever, your next deal. And so what my recommendation is, you sign up before spots run out because spots are limited. There's only going to be about 15 or 20 people in the room. Haven't decided on the exact cap, but 20 is going to be the ultimate cap. And it's for a very small price. It's $279 right now. The price does go up each month until the event. So you want to buy now in case you decide you not want to buy, but that will be fully refundable when you close your first deal with the FIGHT team. And so whenever you, or not even your first deal, your second deal, third deal, it doesn't matter what deal it is. When you close your next deal with the FIGHT team, we will 100% refund that because we want to keep you accountable to actually doing a deal. That's the only thing, right? That accountability means a lot. And I'm so sick of people coming to these events, feeling productive, feeling motivated, and they go home and go back into their own ways. If you want to do that, you're going to lose a couple $100 and you have to be okay with that. Otherwise, we are going to really encourage you to make sure that we get a deal, get you a deal that works, and you're able to house hack and really change the future for you and your family. And so if you're interested in this workshop, make sure you go to thefighteam.com/workshop and you will be able to fill out a form there. And if you type in the code househack, you'll actually even get a 20% discount on that. And so the discount doesn't really matter because you're going to hopefully get it back. But in case you want that friendly discount anyway, it's thefighteam.com/workshop and the discount code is househack. Again, I am so excited to be putting this on. This is the first time we're ever doing this and we are really excited for it. So yeah, can't wait to meet you all in person. Can't wait to show you everything that we know about house hacking, and also can't wait to just go walk some houses with you and answer any questions you've got. And so again, it's thefighteam.com/workshop to sign up. If you've got any questions on this whatsoever, you can always hit me up on Instagram. I'm the Fi Guy, and looking forward to seeing you guys all in a couple of months. See y'all there.
That's it for this episode of Investify. We hope that these nuggets of real estate wisdom lead to more savvy financial planning and a clearer path towards financial freedom. For more content like this, subscribe to the show at investify.com. Don't forget to leave a rating and share it with your friends. Together, we can transform more real estate newbies into successful and clever investors. Thank you so much for listening. See you on the next one.